The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
Monday is...
Top me off here.
I was going to say, it is always necessary to have a couple of cups of coffee. You said after your long pre-half a marathon workout, you are ready for the day, but you're feeling a little spent.
You know, I feel like muscle-wise and bodily, I feel good, but I feel tired. You know, it did a number on the energy. I guess that's normal. I was told by my coach, my sister, load up on the protein and get hydrated.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's why you've been chewing on a steak all morning long. Is that it? Yes. What do you do? I mean, in your own mind, like, do you have earbuds? What are you listening to or focusing on while you're doing that? It was over 3 hours, you said.
It was a very Trinitarian. 3 hours, 33 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't plan that. So I do a lot of prayer, but, you know, 3 hours, 33 minutes is beyond my capability. I think that's kind of monk level prayer there. So I did and then just podcast. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. You have your favorite podcast.
I do. Yeah. And have an audiobook I was listening to. So yeah. So that helped it pass, but Brenda, it's just so monotonous. Now, when you're getting out in a walk and, you know, out in the neighborhood and around, you know, the scenery's changing.
Exactly.
But in a parking garage, it always looks alike. You know, every space is the same with the pillars. Every, you know, five spaces, there's a pillar. Every five spaces, there's a pillar. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
It got really monotonous. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing, though. So you've got through the rest of May to train. Because
June 1st.
June 1st is your race.
Newport, Oregon. Watch out.
Watch out. He's coming. Oh, well, it's a wonderful, you know, task that you're up against and you are really pushing yourselves. And throughout the month of May, of course, we honor Our Lady. You could take her for a walk right along with you.
Well, you know what? On my walk, I have found, I guess, about a half a dozen Marian statues in the neighborhood where I walk.
Do you really?
So every time I see one, there's, you know, I say Hail Mary right there. You know, it just kind of prompts the prayer. But I think it's cool that people do have that and are proud to display them in their yards. I mean, they're very prominent in these yards. Yeah.
I have a St. Francis in my front yard. This is the second one I've had because one night St. Francis took a walk, and so we had to get another St. Francis.
I see.
And so this St. Francis will be hard-pressed to get off the weight that he's on a very heavy weight buried into the ground. So
I got one in my backyard, too.
But Our Lady of Grace is in my backyard.
Our Lady of Grace is on my front porch.
Yeah, I love it. Well, there's a month of May dedicated to our Blessed Virgin Mary. So as we typically like to do, we ask you to get out your calendar book and make some notes of some very special feast days and obligations that we have this year. You
ready? I got my calendar right here. Let's do it.
So we're already into the first full week, but you know, May started last month.
Pretty big deal on Thursday.
It's a big deal on Thursday. And leading up to this, these are these 3 days.
Yeah.
And it says traditional.
Right.
And they're called Rogation Days.
Correct.
You were explaining those a little bit to me.
Well, so they're days of penance, usually of fasting. And these are, I believe, minor Rogation Days. I'm not, Father Eric Anderson probably could really get into those Rogation Days. I've heard him talk about it. But these, I think, were leading up to the Ascension of our Lord, those 3 days before them. And they are around, at least this time of year, the planting of the crops.
And
then I think the major Rogation, and I could be way off here, but I think the major Rogations are with the harvesting of the crops.
Got it. Are those, it sounds like then they're similar to what they... Father Anderson had explained to us before, the Ember Days.
I think they're very closely related to that.
Similar type of feast.
Yeah,
okay.
I wish I knew more. So
I wish you knew more. But those are 3 days, though, leading up this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because on Thursday, it is 40 days from Easter, and that is the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. Now, Monsignor O'Connor talked with me last week. He'll be on the show tomorrow to explain this holy day of obligation and whether or not here in the Archdiocese of Portland, if that is a holy day on Thursday or if it has been transferred to the adjoining Sunday, which it can be done.
Okay.
So,
and most dioceses and archdioceses do that, right?
I think he said there's only 5 dioceses in the U.S. that still observe the Holy Day of Obligation on Thursday.
Okay.
All right. So I'll tell you where
we
are.
But you can still observe it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, in our community calendar, Holy Rosary will be having a Dominican Rite Mass. And I'm sure many other parishes around the area, some of them will be doing very special events again for that celebration of the Ascension of the Lord. Now, for the majority of the United States, though, that Ascension of the Lord feast has been moved to the 12th. That's the celebration. So those are the readings that you will listen to. And
which is Mother's Day, too.
Oh, well, do not forget. So you are officially 1 week away from Mother's Day. So, men, you need to help your children honor their mother. Mothers, we have mothers, and we cannot forget them at all. If not for them, we wouldn't be the mothers that we are today. And there are first-time mothers, mothers-to-be, room mothers. I mean, just all of them should be celebrated on this day. That is coming up Sunday the 12th. Now, May 13th. You know, we talk about the month of May being dedicated to Our Lady. There's a few very special feast days dedicated to Our Lady this month also.
Oh.
So we don't want to forget on a May 13th, and this coincides beautifully with that Fatima statue that is making its way, its journey around the state. It is the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. May 13th.
And the statue will be at the grotto that day. They've got big plans. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a big celebration.
Oh, uh-huh. I'm excited. We need to get our good friend Chris Blanchard on the show to talk a little bit about some of the things they've got planned for that day.
We do enough penance.
Oh, stop. Absolutely not. He needs to come on more.
Chris.
And then another feast day coming up, and this is a traditional one, not part of the new calendar. Our Lady Queen of the Apostles is another Marian feast day. Now, from the Ascension on the 12th to the Sunday of the 19th, that is Pentecost Sunday.
Yes.
The descent of the Holy Spirit.
I love it.
Isn't that
beautiful?
Birthday
of the church.
That's the birthday of the church. Boy, I want to have that feeling that those apostles had, filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, gathering anybody who would hear them, and just preach the word of God. From those 12, look at what we have today.
I want to see that tongue of fire above there.
Above, yeah. I'll get a big, watch out. And of course, the feast day then that comes immediately after, because who along in the upper room with the apostles? It's our Blessed Mother. Mm-hmm. And that is the day after, the Monday of Pentecost, Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church.
That's a fairly new one.
It's a fairly new feast day. So another wonderful day. And then, of course, right after that, although it is an optional red vestment day, we're back into the green and ordinary time again back at the end of this month, because now we move to that long push between now and the next season, which is Advent.
There is nothing ordinary about ordinary time.
Not at all.
That has to do with the numbers, ordinal numbers.
That's it. That's the way we...
So it's not ordinary.
Not ordinary. And then, of course, lastly, we have to remember, just at least secularly, the 27th of this month, the unofficial start of summer.
Memorial Day.
It is Memorial Day this month. So just a way to usher in a season.
And the Eucharistic procession that's going in 4 areas across the United States will be coming through Oregon Memorial Day weekend in the Diocese of Baker. So it is a big month.
It is a fabulous month of May. So it's going to go by in a flash.
I need coffee.
I need more coffee for sure. I hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.